Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Here's Ellie Kemper from Kimmy Schmidt and The Office with a little aspirational story called If I Were a Ballerina.
Deep down, I've always known that I have what it takes to be a ballerina. In fact, when I see other ballerinas, it's hard not to feel a little smug. Here these guys are, thinking they're so great. And here I am, confident that I would be better. For example, I'd know everything there is to know about ballet. You'd quiz me on a ballet fact, and I'd know it instantly. Something like, who was the first person to blah blah ballet something? Before you even finished asking your question, I'd say, this person! And you'd look up the answer, and I would be right. Every time. If I were a ballerina, I wouldn't broadcast it. I would grand jeter to and fro, here and there. I would grand jeter all over town. You're probably thinking, but wouldn't that let people know that you're a ballerina right away? Jesus, I would grand jeter very quietly, all right? I would grand jeter so quietly that if you noticed and thought something of it, like maybe that I was a ballerina and you happened to be impressed by that, well, that would be on you for looking, wouldn't it? If I were a ballerina, I'd work tirelessly at my craft. Why do you work so hard when you're already an incredible ballerina? Friends would ask. I'd smile and respond, my friend, how do you think I became an incredible ballerina? By lying around like some lazy piece of Is that how you think I became an incredible ballerina? I would also do charity ballet things if I were a ballerina. Put a tutu on a shelter dog, teach a tutu-wearing shelter dog to plie, enter a tutu-wearing plie shelter dog in a contest, win. And then Jessica from work would hear about all the good I was doing on top of being an incredible ballerina, and she'd be like, ah! Yes, if I were a ballerina, even my very worst enemies would have to admit, she's good at what she does. Ballet.
That's Ellie Kemper performing If I Were a Ballerina, a story written for the New Yorker's Daily Shouts by Kelly Conaboy.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.